Blog Talk Radio.
Talking Radio. This is The Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini and Gwen Berry, and we're going to mellow you out with something to think about in the form of a song. How does this make you think?
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes, all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, and they all got put in boxes, little boxes, all the same. And the doctors and the lawyers and business executives, and they all get put in boxes, and they all come out the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martini dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, and they all get put in boxes, and they all come out the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family, and they all get put in boxes, little boxes, all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
He knows what he wants, don't you, Rocco?
Sure. What's that?
Tell him, Rocco.
Well, I want,
he wants more. Don't you, Rocco?
Yeah, that's it.
More. That's right, I want more.
Will you ever get enough? Will you, Rocco?
Well, I never have. No, I guess I won't. You, do you know what you want?
Yes, and I had hopes once, but I gave them up.
Hopes for what?
A world in which there's no place for Johnny Rocco.
I have to thank Pinko the Bear for giving me some of his prize clips to use. Tonight on The Consciousness Shift, Nicole and I are going to do our best to have a little discussion about what the place of the spiritual seeker might be. And, of course, we all do really know, but there's always an idea of, you know, we're in the middle of trying to create a paradigm shift. We're in between that in-between space, the door between ages, from the end of the Piscean and into the Aquarian. There are a lot of changes going on. And those changes, as we're seeing more and more, and have been for the last, well, how many years, Nick?
I mean, depends on who you are.
Well, it was a roaring time in the 60s, but we haven't seen anything like that until maybe about 5 years ago. It really began to wang bang out there.
Yeah.
With groups like Bad Busters and Anonymous and really just people being fed up. It's gone too far. And there are folks in the streets protesting. Our Occupy groups were brutalized by the, you know, Homeland Security instructions to the police departments of the metropolitan communities in this country. Right now, we're watching a real propaganda show going on in the Ukraine, but who's really suffering, as it always happens, are the people of the Ukraine. And we are going to discuss what the role of the spiritual seeker is within this dynamic, how the world is changing, because surely these are the catalysts that will make the larger changes. that bring about, well, the paradigm shift we're looking for?
It's a great question, really. I've been asking myself this as I have conversations with my friends about what's going on around and in their countries. And, you know, when you really hear the real truth, it's like, wow, man, you know, and how do you fight when you don't want to fight? How do you make yourself known? How do you find the right vibration and still get things done while the you know, that was such a perfect song to start this conversation with, because it's like the leaders, you know, they all look just the same.
They do. And they all have the same thing going on, wallets in their back pockets that are being filled by the interested parties, and that would probably be the bankers. And from the occupiers' point of view and lots of other protesters on the streets all over the world, especially in the Western world, we're talking about the 1%. There are a few people, under 35 people, and on this planet who hold the majority of money, control of the majority of money on the planet. That doesn't mean to say that there aren't folks that have wonderful bank accounts and you can build your dreams and make them grow. It's
a different level.
Yeah, it's a strange place to be in because I don't think there's anything wrong with making money and having plenty. I think there's a responsibility we all have to turn and face, though. That's part of my spiritual commitment, and it's become my political spiritual commitment. I'm like Miriam, a Starhawk, who goes out and does all these wonderful permaculture workshops and writes fabulous books that open the heart of goddess spirituality on the planet. And she also was part of the Occupy community, and she's part of the activist community in Oakland, California. Because you do have to take a stand. That is a personal choice. So for those who are walking with spirit, whatever your spirituality is, I mean, for me, it's the MLK way, the Martin Luther King way, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm a pacifist.
I think it's a good choice these days. It really is, because if it's about the war within and the war outside, we know that even in our daily lives, if we get into a scuffle with someone, it may feel hot in the beginning, but eventually that fight never feels good. It never feels as good as peace. So the idea is to be able to get this done without having to feel what you don't want to feel, being able to stay, you know, like the branch in the wind and move through everything that's happening and still affect change. Very interesting spot.
I agree. We know that there's lots of really fantastic projects underway, like the Global Consciousness and all kinds of groups out there attached to different spiritual leaders and authors. Who are taking active, dynamic roles. I've participated in many world meditations myself, and they do affect us, and they do help make change. But you know, I'm going to tell you, we are part of the trigger of all of the upset that happens too. Because when folks realize that they don't want violence, they want to live, they want to survive, they want to have a good life for their children, for themselves. This is Western countries across the planet. I mean, in Greece, people who have lived, you know, for generations with a living and had what they needed are now being told that there's nothing for them there, that they can't even work because they don't make enough money to enable them to buy like gasoline to drive the taxi. This is terribly wrong. What's going on is a meltdown. And the actions that we take for healing this planet, perhaps the catalysts are coming, the triggers for creating that healing are that we have to pull the Band-Aid off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that can trigger these upsets, and which include violence, because there's a lot of it going on in the Ukraine right now.
Yeah, the waking up. And Zion and I were talking yesterday, and he said, you know, it's a rebirth, and birth is never, you know, just easy breezy. It always comes with some sort of a bang, and, it can be very aggressive.
It's very bloody. It can be very bloody. Yes, we are. And the thing is that our whole solar system is going through Earth. It's not just planet Earth and the inhabitants of it. It's the whole solar system. And perhaps one of the most important things that people can begin to do is to reach out into the cosmos and bring our meditation points into the cosmos. You know, the Maya, those cosmic shamans, left us all kinds of clues saying that, you know, you really do need to anchor yourself in a cosmic consciousness in order to bring about change and evolution on the planet. And that's one of the things that we can do as spiritual seekers during this time of upheaval and change and really birth, rebirthing.
That's a good point about the planets doing the same thing, because when you see it, that this is just how our planet is doing this change, I think it meets halfway with what you just said of anchoring into the energy and going, okay, this is all part of the way we are choosing to wake up as a human consciousness. And so, and then to bring that meditation of peace and love and start working with the tools that we have around us, i.e. energy and the internet.
Yeah.
And a lot can happen.
Well, it's true. And again, focusing on anchoring ourselves with a cosmic consciousness, there's a lot of ways to do that. Look at the dynamic of the Maya as it's been interpreted now through so many different people, especially the one who mentored me through mostly was Dr. Jose Arguelles, who crossed over in just before 2012, which is really, wow, remember?
Yep.
And of course, there's Barbara Clough. She's actually reaffirmed that cosmic consciousness in her latest book. There are a lot of people out there that are doing the same. It would be a really great idea for folks to begin to work with the tools of our planet too. That's where what I do comes into focus, but it doesn't have to be the products I create. I mean, flower essences right now are incredibly resonant. They have like clicked up way into a different dimensional frequency. They have the ability to help us attune ourselves into a more cosmic resonance that can help to ground it onto this planet and bring some peace, you know?
Wow, the Earth is helping us heal ourselves.
Well, there's a lot of folks out there that are convinced that we need to be the ones that are helping the Earth to ground, because we're the ones doing all of this destructive garbage on over. And it's just disconcerting that mankind or humanity is out there in such a twist right now, because oh my goodness, if you really take a look at what's going, you know, the other part about this is there's a real Hellenistic mystery school bent to what's going on in the Ukraine right now. It is a curtain, and you pull back another curtain, and you pull back another curtain before you get to the real face, the real mirror behind all of it. It started out with protests in the streets of the people wanting the government of the Ukraine there in Kiev to align themselves with the European Union so that they might enjoy a more standardized set of freedoms and way of life that breaks away from what is going on in Russia, which is a dictatorship under Putin. And it's all black market economy. And so people got into the streets and began to protest, but quickly came all of the factions that, well, are drawn to the violence, the option for violence in it. Like there's a great many neo-Nazis involved in this street gang stuff. And on top of that, it's another group of propagandists from the other side of the street. I mean, it's really gotten very convoluted over there. There's a lot of propaganda going on. And the other part of this is that the people of the Ukraine are searching for, you know, a more fulfilling life through an alignment with what they see as a more free and wholesome and a better lifestyle than what they get from the Russian side. So you've got the of course, the European Union and America, most especially, we've invested over $15 billion worth of I don't know if it's putting in, helping to plumb the resources of the land over there. But, you know, we say it's for the people, but you know who's profiting on all that? It's all energy.
Yeah.
And so it's so these are the dynamics, the politics, and the politics are all based in greed and destroying the mother further. And the people are just looking for a better life. Mm-hmm. And so on top of that, you've got a dictator on the other side that wants those reasons. So you see what I'm saying.
Thank you for clearing that up, because it was very convoluted. And
oh, and you're getting the mainstream media of this country saying,
right,
saying that, you know, oh, well, you know, it's Putin and he's bad and we're good.
It's ridiculous. It's all you guys.
You want to know what I'd love to do? I'd love to slip past and just walk onto the CNN set and say, listen, Wolf, why don't you get this shit right? Just once, you know, in your sad sack journey here.
Yeah, start asking the real questions. Let's get to the bottom of it here. Come on. Amazing. Well, apparently the same thing is happening in Brazil. My roommate fills me in. That's his home country. And
right.
And it's the same idea. They have these protests because apparently Brazil takes corruption to a whole nother level. I mean, you know, I've heard stories for a year now, and it really, it's so far, it just boggles your mind.
Really?
Yeah. And they, so they've had protests and the people are waking up, and the same thing is happening. They have plainclothes policemen or military guys that are all in the pockets of the government on the other side, making the protests look like they're violent when everyone that's actually protesting is actually peaceful. So then, you know, all hell breaks loose, and then they say, and then they start to talk about that the protesters are actually the bad guys. Look at how much death and destruction they're bringing. We're just trying to defend you and your country. And apparently it's very convincing. So to some of the people that live there. So it's the same idea, you know, this mix around. It's like we have to get smarter with with our protests something. I mean, what's to stop the? It's all about the masses. But here's the flip side that apparently is a new thing that's happening. It's the first time I've heard him say this, that now some of the military guys and policemen are putting, they're going to work because they have to feed themselves, but they're holding their guns down and they're just not doing anything. Like, they will not engage.
They're ashamed.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No problem. They're ashamed. Well, it's like what we saw going on with the Occupy. Of course, most of the cops just barreled right through. And it makes you pause and wonder, who the hell is signing up to be police these days?
Yeah.
I think we're getting more of a criminal mindset and element in the metropolitan police departments than we ever realized.
Yeah, as well as people that are just about the, you know, it's fear-based, the reason to go there. Can you hear me all right? I sound funny to myself.
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's either, if you're going into the military or joining the police force, it's either you see no other option for any kind of money and you're willing to do whatever, or you want to fight somebody.
Yeah. I that's definitely what's basically going on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just in the paramilitary and military organizations, look what is going on in our ongoing wars. We have these paramilitary organizations we're paying loads of money to, mm-hmm. and our veterans go homeless. Are not taken care of, and I don't give a rat's ass what's being said out of Washington or the shiny commercials they put on television. We're being lied to on levels of, good Lord, I mean, even Ike would scream, you know? Even Nixon would look up with diamonds in his eyes, you know? This is also the kind of head that is building that needs to happen for people to wake up on a massive scale.
Right.
And unfortunately, but when you're walking a spiritual path and actively working to evolve and to work towards a waking up of the planet, it's not an easy walk. You know, we're part of that 1%. You know, they got the 1% who owns the planet financially, and we're part of the one, or the growing percent, that is looking to become fully 1% of conscious people that will shift the paradigm completely, because, you know, it only takes 1%, or that 144,000, of course, that's not the real number, but it's been claimed so often through the biblical reference, you know.
Yeah, just the critical mass, you know, just enough to tip it that way. I definitely think that's happening. I mean, if you see all the people that are searching for things and where they're connecting, I mean, it's real. We really are bumping into each other because it's our vibrational alignment that we're in. And so we're starting to really see each other, you know. We're starting to build this network of people, like with you, with the Roundtree 7, you know. Now I know all those people, you know, my group. Now our friend Zion is posting his drawings, and thanks to you guys, I mean, he's blowing up. I mean, people are really feeling it. So I think if you take a look at any social media, like the amount of people that are drawn to each other, I think that's proof that,
oh,
you
yeah.
know.
This is the planetary consciousness that our Coelis spoke so often of achieving. Zion, by the way, his artwork shifts and wakes people up.
Yeah.
I mean, and there are so many that, so really, I suppose we could say that following your consciousness, following your just the way your mother told you to.
Yeah.
Follow your conscience. You know, do you know right from wrong, young lady?
Right.
I can remember hearing those words. Yes, ma'am, I know right from wrong. For myself, do I know it for the rest of the planet? Perhaps it's for us to belly up to the bar and say, yes, we do. I don't know.
I don't know. I think you can only really speak for yourself. And I think if everybody is, you know, following Jesus's words of do unto others how you would like done unto you, and you can basically, it just works, really. I mean, I think New York City is based on that. How come we can all be from all over the world and be right on top of each other? We got no space. And yet, you know, for the most part, it works.
It does. Well, you know, planetarily speaking, we can all get along if we all can agree that we have to live with good health and fairly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's always, humanity is just, our nature is the warp and the woof. You know, the yin and the yang. There's always going to be the balance of learning.
Yeah, and I wonder if we didn't have these guys, you know, the forces that be, you know, what we would really actually settle into naturally. I mean, it probably really is, you know, this idea of utopia that, again, you know, one of my biggest phrases right now is free the words, utopia. You know, it's this pie in the sky idea. Oh, what do you want, a utopia? Yeah. And why couldn't it be, you know? I think we naturally all just want to get along, man, you know, and we want to have a good time doing it.
You are a true hippie, man.
Well, y'all started something.
Enjoy, man.
I mean, it's a good idea. Somebody had to start it somewhere. You know, execution was the execution. Say what you want about it, good or bad. But it was the start of something. I fully recognize that. Did I tell you that post that I saw? You know, wouldn't it be funny if we all woke up one day and realized that the hippies were right? I was like, yep. Already happened.
That already happened like 10 years ago, man.
Yeah.
It's like... and speaking of hippies, the webmaster and web general over at Worldwide Hippies, Joe McAvoy, in his presence as Winston Smith on Saturdays here on Here Be Monsters, will be doing his Burning Streets show, which promises to be a real hailer. So I want to let folks know, if you're interested in knowing what's really shaking from the old hippies' point of view, very, very, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot of folks on that are, and that's what happens on the weekends around here. Generally speaking, consciousness shift does not focus on politics, but you know, in a way we do, because we walk our talk. That's the thing. You know, from my point of view, I walk my talk.
Yeah. So, and you have to get involved in these things. I mean, I have these conversations with my Brazilian roommate, and, you know, he's clearly been a soldier many times in his lifetime. He dreams about war like I've never seen. I mean, this guy has full-on tactical, you know, stories going on at night. So, you know, he feels so much for his country and his people and really just anyone that he comes with this, you know, aggressive vibration. If we just blow them all up, it'll be fine. And so as the light worker, listening to this conversation, you know, you have to ask yourself a lot of questions. So I've seen that our journey has been, at first, I'm like, well, yeah, but we know that doesn't work, you know, and if you start with violence, you're starting that vibration. So do you really want that? And is that going to change anything? And then, you know, we've worked through where I think, once you incorporate the fact that it seems like violence has to be part of it, you know, you wonder how far it's going to go, and can it go and still stay in the light? That's the question that seems to be floating around.
I hear you there. There's, you know, stepping back and looking and seeing, observing what is going on halfway across the world to people in the streets, and then taking a look where you can find the news. And folks, if you're looking for your news from the mainstream media, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, any of those places, you're really falling short of the truth. You're being lied to. And you need to go look for your truth in many other ways.
Branch out.
Yeah, you need to go to Twitter, social networks, and you're not going to always get that. Sometimes you get much worse, but frankly, you begin to realize that if you filter the truth through your heart,
mm-hmm.
you're going to recognize when you're being told the truth and when you're not.
Totally.
I listened earlier today to Tom Lesher, and he's saying that there's breakout energy for balance and justice going on right now, and I was going to play some of that, as usual, a little Pele report.
Yeah, it's exactly what I was talking about, you know, that balance and that birth being a little aggressive sometimes, so where do we stay in the light? Let's see.
That's really quite true. Let's give Tom a listen.
Yeah.
Pele report, because I didn't get the fullness of it, but I'll tell you what, we really can use some guidance.
Great song he picked.
Yeah, well, lucky SOB's down in Chicago.
Yeah.
Hola, buenos dias, buenas tardes. This is Kai Pacha with the weekly Pele Report. It's an astrological forecast that I am going to try to pull off after doing sacred ceremony here at Tikal, Guatemala, which is a very sacred Mayan site, and I'm here with a group of folks. This is the great feminine facing directly across. We just did ceremony down there. You can't quite see the circle. Now there's the circle directly across from the masculine. And we have a whole plaza. It's a whole Acropolis here of ancient ruins. They say that you'd have to be here for 8 days and walk 8 hours a day to cover this entire area and to see all of these ruins. It's a pretty amazing place, so I'm going to try to pull off a Pele report. It's a very powerful, powerful energy here. I just wanted to give you a little shot of it. Today is February 19th. The moon is just conjunct Mars right now, which is conjunct the north node of the moon, which has just left Scorpio after being in there since October of 2012. We are emerging out of the bowels of the underworld with the north node of the moon lightening up, moving into the air sign of Libra. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. The moon, however, goes into Scorpio a little later on today, and then it's going to stay there until she goes into Sag. We're going to have our third quarter moon at 4 degrees of Sagittarius on Saturday until she finally goes into Capricorn next Monday. Yeah? So in the meantime, just yesterday, the sun went into Pisces, so properly fitting for this day, this time, this place, to conjoin with Neptune. It will be there for a whole week, sun conjunct Neptune, the mystic, the mysteries of life unfolding before us. Okay, let's try this one. I don't know if I'm on the camera or not, because I can't climb this pyramid. But I hope you can see the pyramid behind me. The energy of this time, with this with the moon moving through Libra, this Mars in Libra. Mars is coming up to join with that north node of the moon in the sign of Libra. And again, these moon nodes go around every 18.6 years. So they spend about a year and a half in the sign. They go retrograde through the zodiac. So we've been through a year and a half of intensity. The north node of the moon, the dragon's head, has to do with our future soul evolution. The path of the unknown, the path of the untried, the unfamiliar. So it's dangerous. It's particularly dangerous in the sign of Scorpio, the underworld, hell. Yeah. Where we go down, it's the root chakra, it's where the kundalini rests, and that kundalini is a death force, and it's the death of the separate individual self. I was born in the sign of Leo, and the death of that individual self is through partnership, through merging on ever deeper levels. Not just intellectual, not just philosophical, not even just in love and the heart and opening, but also the physical, sexual, emotional connection. The deepest, lowest, most separate realms wanting to unite and merge together. And of course, when that happens, what happens? Orgasm, new birth, transformation. You are no longer the same after you totally connect and unite with another being. And join together in union. So this has like been the challenge, the push, the scary part, going into the dark, going into the underworld. I don't know what this is going to be like, what this is going to do to me, how this person, how this relationship is going to transform me. I may move to another place, drop my job, have a child, love guides us, it moves us, it shakes us, and it transforms us. Now the south node of the moon is the known, the familiar. That's been in the sign of Taurus since October of 2012. The least resistance, the known, the familiar, don't merge. Don't, come out of the castle. Don't risk, don't gamble, don't trust. Become self-sufficient, stay on your own, do your own thing. So this is where it's been for a year and a half. Now it's moving, shifting, changing, lightning. Because what we can also say is that the ruler of the North Node is the ruler of Scorpio, is Pluto, and it's been in Capricorn through this whole time period. So we've got earth and water and density and depth and emotion and passion and jealousy and envy. Crimes of passion being committed, because Pluto's been threatening our financial security, our physical security.
Oh, yeah.
So we've been doing things maybe out of alignment with our core, out of alignment with ourselves in order to maintain that status quo or that security, merging with those who we think is going to provide us with some form of security. If we dove into it, Now, boom, the ruler of the North Node is Venus, baby. This is Libra, Venus, harmony, the goddess of love and beauty. It's there. This moon's node is going to be moving through Libra until November of 2015, more than a year and a half. Yeah? So whereas the future in the past has been about going into Pluto in the underworld in the deep dark, getting naked and vulnerable and intimate and scared and helpless and powerless and surrendering to the forces beyond our control, in order to gain something more, some more power. Now it's like, let's go to court. Let's talk about it. It's an air sign. Let's get a mediator. Let's get a counselor. You know, let's create beautiful things together. Yeah, the Libra is about justice, fairness and giving and equality. We kind of come up out of that underworld and see what we've been doing this last year and a half, and we become more conscious. We become more awakened. So this is a time where it lightens up. It lightens up. You can actually talk about things and plan things. It's not quite as chaotic. And it's coming into justice, balance, peace, equality in giving and taking, in the shadows of the light and the dark. Here we can balance this. Here I am at Tikal, the masculine and feminine. We just did all kinds of connection. Yeah, with the mother, the feminine, who's been carrying us and holding us and supporting us. And we have really been, for the whole patriarchy, kind of taking for granted and utilizing her resources and raping her and stripping her and using her and exploiting her. And now this is time to balance these scales. You see how that masculine, the jaguar, the black jaguar is the masculine. It's actually to be the protector of the mother. The white jaguar over here, the temple is smaller, shorter. You can see the temple behind me. It has 9 levels of the underworld. So this masculine does guide us down. Pluto takes us down. But ideally, it is to surrender to the feminine, to surrender to the mother, to surrender our power and unite together, merge through that Scorpio. And now it's time for the resurrection. It's time to emerge. It's time to be seen. Some say Libra can be superficial, yeah? You know, it's the surface. The wind blows over the surface. But it is. I want to be seen. I want to do. I want to be. Let's be out there. So it's a time to talk about our relationships. It's a time to get deeper into our relationships, the causes, the purposes, the reasons for all of our relationship during this time, and to use our relationship for, what do we got? Mars and Libra hitting this north node, opposing Uranus and Aries, yeah, and squaring Jupiter down there in Cancer. Using relationship, using this mirror to see ourselves, for self-transformation, for going inward, for not blaming or projecting, but to really utilize, maximize our relationships, you know, through conversation, through counseling, through whatever it takes, to see ourselves and own our stuff. And so it's time to really unite, it's time to gather. If we look at it really, the south node of that moon is in the sign of Aries. And that is the warrior. And we go into that Uranus. It's detachment. It's going away. It's disappearing. It's I mean my. It's impulsive, narcissistic, and primal. Aries, Mars energy is this raw, primal energy. Boom, boom, bull in the china shop. I don't care. I just am. I just want. I just express. I just do. I just act. So we want to balance out. That's the old. It's the old way is just going to be, you know, screw this and screw this relationship and screw this job and screw this, you know, country and screw this whatever. I'm out of here. I'm doing my own thing. That's the path of least resistance for the next year and a half. I encourage you to come out of that primal, unconscious, instinctive self into the consciousness of Libra, ruled by Pallas Athena, the goddess of wisdom. Come into the wisdom and then use and find a partner to do the dance with. I really feel like this time we're just in this place of in Lakesh, I am another you. That is the way that we greet and say goodbye down here, yeah, in the Mayan realm. In Lakesh Alakin. And it really has this so much to do with seeing ourselves with and through each other. I pulled the card today. I got the dream card, and it says, you will not know yourself. Yourself has been hidden from you until you come home, which is, I'm going, I'm on my way. But yeah, it's almost like it's really hard for us to see ourselves alone, for us to know ourselves alone. We want to use these mirrors, use these relationships to see ourselves clearly, objectively. Libra's an air sign, objectivity. Yeah. So if you are alone, look around. And if you're in relationship, check it out. Communicate. Talk together. Talk about things that you didn't talk about before. Go places you never went before. Do things you've never done before. It's awesome. So the mantra for this week, yeah, is really, it's time for me. It's time to be honest about shit. It's time to be honest about you and me. Our relationship, its purpose, our destiny. Are we on the same path of self-transformation? Or lost in fear, lies, and stagnation? We're going to see a lot of changes, a lot of shakeups in our relationships over this next year and a half as this North Node moves into Libra, as we're looking for our twin flames and our soulmates, and sorting and comparing and figuring. Are you going to go deep with me? Are you an accurate mirror for me? Are you a clear mirror for me? Or is that all of you? Or do you have a bunch of stuff? And do you want to go to the same place I want to go? This North Node is this destiny. We're on our destiny. Is this relationship, or is you and me, do we have the same, are we sharing the same destiny? The same philosophy, the beliefs, the truth, the vision quest, the desires? If not, yeah, when Pluto went through Libra, that's when the divorce rate just went, yeah, in the 70s. Bam, 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 bam. I think we're over 50% now in a lot of countries. So this is a time to, you know, be square. Mars in Libra till July. Be direct, be square, be straight. Are we together? Are we on the same path? Do we want the same things? Then, yeah. Let's go for it. Let's do it. And if not, I do all these things. Mars is the sword that cuts the cords. So it's either, you know, go for it. And, of course, Uranus and Aries is kicking our butts. It's like we're either going all the way or we're leaving. You know? But there's not so much of the middle road here. It's kind of tricky. We got to find it. We got a year and a half to balance those scales. We're just getting into it now. Coming out of that Scorpio. So, yeah, it's time to be honest about you and me, our relationship, its purpose, our destiny. Are we on the same path of self-transformation or lost in fear, lies, and stagnation? Do not stagnate. Liberate. Namaste. Aloha. So much love.
So with me there.
Yeah, well, you answered my question of what do you do, you know, to stay in the light. And it seems that we're all going to come from wherever we're going to come from. We're going to operate from where our awareness allows us. And if you're waking up, you're going to do whatever you're going to do. And if you're thinking about the light, well, then just make a decision that's in the light. You know, the more light you know, the more you'll know how to get it done within the light. And if you don't know the light, at least you're waking up and knowing something's wrong, and you'll find your way. You know, that's what I got from it.
I got that it's it's the beginning of the time of making the choice of all or nothing. It's about clarity. We've been going through that scorpion darkness that has been pounding us to flesh out our choices, our understanding, our awareness, and our choices. And it's also been about sacrifices too, mm-hmm. you know? And what he's saying is that now it's time. From what I'm hearing about that, you know, what isn't meant to be. If you have relationships that are not meant to be, now is the time that those relationships are shit or get off the pot.
Yeah, snip, snip, you know.
Yeah.
Because really, it just becomes baggage. I mean, it's and that about looking at your relationships with your people. I think that's very important because what you're surrounding yourself with on an optional basis, it's not like you need these people for work. So, like, what is your happy time and seeing who those people are? Because that's more of the vibration that you're going to have. And at this point, I mean, I felt it. I went through it in the last 6 months, you know, some people I was like, why is this still around? And I could not come up with a good answer, acceptable answer as to why. So then snip, snip, my friend, snip, snip. And you feel so much lighter after you do that because then it becomes more clarity within yourself, you know. You stand with your integrity and you know that's not part of what you are.
Well, I think what's going on is that we're going to find the clarity to redefine relationships. Perhaps, you know, a certain person that you've spent more time with or you've worked in partnership with or had projects with or whatever, and it just doesn't meld or mesh. It doesn't mean the end of knowing a person. It means that there's a radical transformation at hand. And you can say it quite rightly, like, okay, snip, snip, we're gonna change this. And it does directly relate to what is happening in the world right now. The relationships between leadership and the people that are leading, and you know, the masses, That has its opportunity for clarification now too. So the ability for folks to wake up and realize what the real
show is.
Yeah, exactly. What the real issues are. You know, for most people, the issues are about earning a living and being able to provide for either themselves or their families and their children or their parents, what have you.
And healthy food.
Healthy food, healthy domain. You know, right. A lot of people live in homes that were made in such a way that, you know, they paid good money for a house that is now sort of falling apart, you know, little ticky-tacky boxes that are basically now some, you know, radon gas filled or, you know, whatever problems. Look at the people in West Virginia and in Utah and all over this country right now that are paying the price also for the profiteering of the energy companies. And I mean, a company went and poisoned the water in West Virginia, still poisoned, still people trying to make way in life. I mean, there's communities where businesses are shut down because of this now that will never open again. And the company that did it and profited by it just closed its doors and walked away. And the leadership of this country allowed it to go on. Mm-hmm. And they take no responsibility themselves for it. If that is not a wake-up call to communities on a massive level, redefining relationship between myself and my community, or myself, and this talks about each one of us and our responsibility to make a better community, to have a more healthy community, to make choices of where we spend our money when we're keeping ourselves, you know? Mm-hmm. It makes a difference if you go and buy your stuff at Walmart.
Yeah.
It makes a difference if you're buying your gas from, you know, whatever company. BP, anybody buying gas at BP? It's like buying Exxon, you know what I mean?
Those are little things that so many of us can do. I think that's what a lot of this is about, is realizing how much the masses have power, how powerful the masses are. And like you said, banding together with your communities. And if an entire community is not going to Walmart and not going to BP, they're going to be in trouble. And and that's what you want.
Unification, yes. There used to be these emails that would go around. I can remember in the 90s, these emails that would go around, and it would say, if everybody just doesn't buy gas today, it would cripple the energy, the oil industry so bad that they'd have to realize that we have the power. But nobody paid attention.
Right.
Now is the time people are waking up to the power that they really do have. And I think spiritually speaking, it really is part of our job to bring that message across too. And if it means putting on my Guido mask and getting out in the street and saying, yo, yo, I can do that without slapping people around. Mm-hmm. I myself, though, might get slapped around by the, you know, thugs, with badges. Hey, mm-hmm. you know, hey, listen, it's the 60s. What am I going to tell you?
All over again.
Everything old is new again. But the climate, astrologically speaking, the magnetics, the influences are there now that there is a clarity. And when it gets so big and it's getting so much attention, why? Because it's so close to the Olympics. I don't know. But what is going on in Kiev and the clarity of people understanding that it's not really about America being good and Russia being bad, because that's really the way they're trying to spin this right now. And I mean, are you kidding me?
Ridiculous.
Are you really kidding me?
There's nothing to do with it.
There's a dictator who profiteers through black markets in Russia versus one percenters who just want to dig the resources out of a new resource barrel for themselves. And they've got their point man, Obama and company in Washington, and the EU doing it for them, you know? It's about like that. It isn't about my country's better than that country. It's about we the people deserve better.
Hallelujah.
Can I get an amen?
You can get an amen. Amen. I mean.
It's what?
There's your news, folks.
Anyways, I want to thank the folks that have been listening in. I know it's been a little strange, but not really. We do this all the time.
The shifters.
We are about the consciousness shift, and we are at the end of the show. On Monday at 7 p.m., don't forget to tune in to
Spirit Therapy.
There you go, with Thomasini.
Yeah.
Jeez, that was right out my head.
I was like, help a man. Yeah, we'll see what we're going to talk about. Peace versus war, or am I doing this right? Something like that. I'm waiting for the transmission memo to come.
Okay. And also, we have a new show debuting on Saturday. Saturday and Sunday are our designated political shows. And Winston Smith with Burning Streets, Worldwide Hippies, tune in at 3 p.m. Chugga chugga, different hourly rate there. And on Sunday, the Sunday show at 6 p.m. with Jack Jodell and Gwen Berry, and we talk about what's shaken. Okay. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Gwen. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. We will sees you, hears you, and does this next week.
Peace and love.